Hello everyone. Today I would like to share a message from Romans chapter 12, verses 17 through 21. How should we respond when we are wronged? When someone mistreats us? When someone hurts us? What should our response be? Our world will tell us that when we are mistreated, we should make the person pay. That we should go on social media and we should blast them and we should call them out. We should make sure everyone around us knows just how bad they did us. We need to actively look for ways to bring them down, to get revenge, to make sure they hurt like they hurt us. We see that there are movies that the main character is celebrated and seen as a hero for getting revenge. We see that our world and in the political realm is always looking for revenge. We find that in everywhere we look in this world, we are taught that we need to pay people back when they do us wrong.
Sure.
But it is important that we hear the words of Scripture, that there is absolutely nothing godly in looking for revenge. That is so against the character that God has called His people to have. So let's look today in Romans chapter 12 what our response should be when we are wronged. Romans 12, verse 17. Never pay back evil for evil to anyone. Respect what is right in the sight of all men. If possible, so far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men. Never take your own revenge, beloved, but leave room for the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. But if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him a drink. For in doing so, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. So what should our response be when someone does evil against us? Look at verse 17. Never pay back evil for evil to anyone. Notice that that isn't a suggestion. There's no qualifiers, there's no exceptions. He says, never. Never pay back evil for evil to anyone. It doesn't matter what they've done. It doesn't matter how bad they've hurt you. He says, don't pay back evil. He says, instead, what our goal should be is to respect what is right. To don't stoop down to the level of the people who are living in poison, seeking to hurt, seeking to be selfish, seeking to tear other people down. He says, don't go and place yourself in evil. He says, but instead, respect what is right. Make sure you're living in a way that is respectable, that you're not getting dragged down by the evil of others. He says in verse 18, if possible, so far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men. So our goal in every situation, no matter who we're dealing with, is to be at peace. Where there is not conflict, there is not animosity, there is not hard feelings between us and another. But Paul clarifies that as much as depends on you, that yes, there are going to be times when we do everything we can and someone still doesn't like us. Someone has something against us. Somebody is not a fan of us. But he says, don't let it be because of you. He says, go out of your way to resolve conflict, to make sure you don't have enemies, and to try to be at peace with all men. Make every effort to make that true. He says in verse 19, Never take your own revenge. Just stop there for a second. Again, not a suggestion, not something that has qualifiers or exceptions, but he says never. Never take your own revenge. Notice how that is so opposite to the way our world operates. Our world says if you were wronged, you make them pay. You make sure you hit them back, and you hit them back even harder to make sure they don't mess with you again. But we see that that is simply not godly. But instead, we learn that the Christian is never to take their own revenge. And here is why. Look at the rest of verse 19. Never take your own revenge, beloved, but leave room for the wrath of God. You see, the wrath of God is terrifying if you find yourself in opposition to God. If you haven't responded to Jesus in faith and obedience, you haven't been baptized into Him, then yes, if we are under the wrath of God, there is nothing more hopeless or scary than that. But for those of us who are in Christ, for those of us who are Christians, we stand holy and blameless before God the Father, and there's no condemnation for us before Him because of what Jesus did for us on the cross. Then the wrath of God is no longer something that we have to be afraid that we will experience, but rather we can trust in it, that every evil deed that has ever been done, every act of evil that has ever been committed against us, that unless that person has repented and turned to Jesus and the cross has paid the penalty for that sin, then the wrath of God will take care of the rest. That every evil deed that has ever been committed will either be paid for by Jesus on the cross, or it will be paid by the wrath of God, depending on if the person who committed the sin is going to turn to Jesus or not. So that is why we can leave room for the wrath of God. Because look at what the rest of verse 19 says. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. God says that vengeance is His and His alone. That you and I have no place in the vengeance game, that we should not be participants in it, because we are not qualified to take revenge, to take vengeance, or to repay anyone because of their deeds, because we too are sinful people, and we have no authority to do this. But when we think about God, the most holy, powerful being in all the universe, He is the one and the only one who's qualified to take vengeance or to repay someone because of their deeds. And He says it's His and His alone to perform. So we have to believe that. We have to trust that when we are wronged. But in verse 20, He tells us what our response should be. When we are mistreated, we trust that the vengeance is the Lord's and that He will repay, that that's His responsibility alone and not ours. And then in verse 20, He tells us what else we should do. He says, but if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him a drink. Instead of looking for ways to pay someone back when we're mistreated, we are instead supposed to respond by looking to serve, looking to love, looking to do good to those who have mistreated us or those who have done evil towards us. And He says at the end of verse 20, for in doing so, you will heap burning coals on his head. That the goal of us doing these good deeds and showing grace and love towards those who have wronged us is that we will get their attention, we will convict them of their sin, and that they will turn to God. That they'll recognize the error of their ways, they will repent, and they will turn to the Lord. And at the end of verse 21, he says, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. That this is kind of the summary of what we're talking about in this study. That our goal is not to be overcome by evil, not to allow it to take us captive, to cause us to chase after it, to allow it to take hold of our lives, but rather we are called to overcome evil with good. That when we experience evil, we will never overcome it by taking part in evil. It's like the old saying that if you fight fire with fire, you will be burned. Fighting fire with fire just makes the fire bigger. So if someone says a lie about us, they gossip about us, they hurt us physically, emotionally, whatever the case may be, if someone is selfish towards us, if someone is rude or angry towards us, we have to recognize that if we take part in any of those actions in response, that all we are doing is being overcome by evil. But instead, when we choose to forgive, we choose to show kindness, we choose to treat people better than what they deserve in the moment, that is when we are overcoming evil with good. And that is when we are taking part in the character of God. The God who blesses us, shows grace to us, loves us, even though we are weak and sin against Him. So what I want for us to think about today is, how do we respond when we are mistreated and when we are wronged? Are we just going to go off instinct? Are we just going to go off the advice of the world and always look to pay people back, just being overcome by evil? Or are we going to take the path that God calls us to? Never repaying evil for evil, seeking to live at peace with all, never taking revenge, because we know that God is the only one who is qualified to take vengeance, and looking to actively overcome evil with good. Let us hold on to these things. Let us shape our lives around them, and let us allow the Word of God to guide us in our lives. May the Lord bless us and help us in this effort. Thank you.